You're on The Burt Show.
Seen these lists, you know, like, these are the signs that your man might be messing around on you, or your woman might be messing around on you. And the first one usually is like, physically, he just doesn't seem to be all that into you anymore, right? When he was before. So Tina's taking a look at this, and she's taking a look at her man, and she's like, what is going on here? Because things have changed. And she thinks maybe he's messing around, and she wanted our help to try to catch him red-handed. Hey, Tina.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. All right. So tell us why you wanted us to do War of the Roses and test your man to see if he was cheating or not.
I mean, my boyfriend basically denied my last couple of booty calls.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, well, there's only one reason for that, you know? And like when that's happened to my friends in the past, the reason was another woman. So
maybe he's just tired.
Oh, man, again, yeah. Tired. Long day at work.
that one came from the soul, Mo. You get?
I'm perfectly fine.
You ever been here?
I have.
We all have been there.
I have.
But so, Tina, have you guys been dating a long time?
Just like a few months, but like honestly, it's been pretty hot and heavy. Definitely started hot and heavy, and like you know, we like each other a lot, and just have amazing chemistry. Always have the best time together. Like we've never had the exclusivity talk per se, but like we're definitely act like a couple.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I've met some of his family. We go on great dates, like great text chemistry, and we're like definitely compatible elsewhere.
All right. Well, the door is open here a little bit. I mean, there's a key phrase there that you said that you guys have not had the talk that we are exclusive. So even if we find out that this dude is sending these flowers to somebody else, technically, you guys haven't sealed the deal with a conversation that commits, correct? Am I correct here?
I think you're accurate.
Have you think?
I mean, I think it kind of depends. I think sometimes the conversation isn't necessary because the feelings are so strong. But I think it's better to err on the safe side. Better get a contract, get something in writing. Is that common? Like, do you have to have the conversation? Like, hey, you be my boyfriend, you be my girlfriend?
I think you should because I know a lot of people who will use that excuse of the fact that we never had to talk in order to do it. So if you want to be on the safe side, that's a talk you should have.
And Kristen, I wouldn't know, so. No one's ever asked me.
You want to go to the break room?
Yeah.
You want to skip out on this segment? I do think that if it's getting all hot and heavy and it's physical and it's, there's sort of, it's implied. Like, we are doing this alone.
Yeah.
I'm together here and there's nobody else. But there is always that technicality, man, that if he does, he could always use that as the excuse, but let's go ahead and find out.
All right.
So, Kristen, for the new Burt Show listener, explain what War of the Roses is, and then we will give you the results.
All right. So we sent a fake promotional email address, a fake promotional email to the email address Tina provided for her boyfriend, and he was offered a free bouquet of flowers, was able to choose from several options with pictures. In exchange, he's asked to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order with his friends and family. So, Tina, the options I came up with. In the pink.
Oh, no.
Chris.
What? The first option is in the pink. Deliver a timeless expression of hope, love, and friendship with a surprise that's as sweet as can be, brimming with stargazer lilies, mini Gerber daisies, pink roses, and more.
So there's not just two stems in there?
No, there's more than two. All right, next one. New flame. Feel the heat with this vibrant bouquet packed full of toasty hues like hot pink roses, orange lilies, and yellow alostromeria.
Tina, don't get all emotional about it. They're fake.
Yeah.
They're fake. She's like, what a fun fake bouquet.
Make sure you get it first.
All right, third option, my bad bouquet. We all make mistakes. Make up for yours with lavender roses, fragrant stock, and an array of other captivating blooms thoughtfully arranged with a distressed wooden cube. And then,
that's cute.
Kabloom! An explosion of roses for the person who makes your heart burst. This bouquet of 24 red roses will be the one they won't forget. Again, he's asked to share his promo codes, offer percentage of a future order. We sent the first promotional email to him at 9:52 a.m. when we didn't hear nothing. And then we sent a second email at 12:45 p.m. And then we waited. And a couple hours later, Tina, he ordered flowers at 2:10 p.m.
Oh, my God.
He bit. He set delivery for tomorrow, to a work address.
What address did he send it to?
Tina, he's sending them to you.
How about that? How about that?
He chose...
In the pink.
In the pink.
They always do.
So he's sending flowers to you tomorrow at your place of work. And the card says, Tina, I know I've been MIA lately. I promise to make it up to you this weekend.
Aww.
All right.
See? A man can be tired, ladies. All right? He can be tired.
Let a man be tired.
Yes.
You just had to give that poor man a break, Tina.
I mean, I just like, all right.
And maybe have the talk with him so there's no sense of insecurity at all. It's been a couple of months.
You're on The Burt Show.
Excuse me while I make one final edit to my attack ad for Abby.
What?
As she just a couple of seconds ago made it a whole bunch easier not knowing east from west. Thank you. I appreciate you. Our political attack ads that you guys been asking about, we are putting those off till next hour because they got a little racy this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We said we weren't going to talk about politics, so we really haven't at all. We wanted this sort of to be just a safe haven away from all of that stuff, except you guys kept telling us, you got to do the political attack ads that we've been doing every 4 years forever, right? So we got them. All of ours just turned out to be a little racy, so we're going to do it in a time of the show when there are less kids listening.
Yes. Okay. Even though most kids are out of school today because it is an election day, we're still going to be cautious because we're just a bunch of immature fools in this studio that can't write anything without making it dirty.
You know, I did want to mention one thing about the election today, and I thought this was really, really important. And I'm not talking about Republicans and Democrats. I'm just talking about the state of the country because there really is this bubbling anxiety, and I certainly understand it. In fact, I think I read a survey the other day that 70% of Americans are nervous about this election, right? Well, first of all, being nervous not going to do anything about it. The only control you have is going out and voting, right? And then you got to kind of sit back and watch what's going down. I just wanted to remind everybody that no matter what happens in this election over the course of the next couple of days, first of all, don't even think you're going to wake up tomorrow morning and we're going to know who the president is going to be. I think it's going to take days into, if not weeks, to find out exactly who it's going to be, right? This country's going to be okay. This country has gone through a lot over the hundreds of years we've been around. It feels to me like the way that candidates now are the way that they are trying to get elected is both sides use an equal amount of fear. So you kind of feel like if your candidate, and if you're stuck in that algorithm, right, you kind of feel like if your candidate doesn't win today, the sky is going to fall. I assure you, it is not. It is a very stressful time. Half of the country in a couple of days when their candidate does not win is going to be pretty bummed out. All right. Let them have that. But we are, as a country, going to be okay. This country has gone through a lot of highs and a lot of lows. So don't think it's coming to an end on Thursday if your candidate doesn't get elected. All we got to do is chill out and take the win and take the loss, but we are all going to be all right. There are already indications, you know, things are going to get freaky here over the next couple of days. There have already been like bomb threats have already been called in some of the election precincts. There are some ballots in some states and some counties like Cobb County may not count thousands of absentee ballots. You're going to see this a lot over the course of the next couple of days. It's going to be a cluster. It is going to be a cluster. But at the end of the day, honestly, I think what I'm just trying to say is it's going to be okay.
And if you need to feel better, I want you to follow Sesame Street on Instagram because they posted yesterday because they get it. Grover saying, it's okay to be anxious.
Oh, Grover.
Aww. Yes.
Wow.
So Anxiety cured. I'll cancel therapy. this made me feel better, but I'm still taking my pills today.
Yeah, it just doesn't do any good. Like, the only control you really have is going and voting. And at that point, all you can do is stand back and wait for the results. But worrying about it's not going to do you any good.
Amen.
So I think the thing that I just really wanted to stress is, again, this country's gone through a lot of ups, a lot of downs. A lot of us weren't around during the whole Nixon thing. From what I understand, the country was a mess when that whole thing was going on. We survived. We're going to survive this.
I just need to know one thing. What wine pairs well with election results?
Well, it depends.
All of them.
Yeah.
Tequila.
Yeah. If your candidate doesn't win, she's right. Your wine is tequila or vodka.
Sauvignon vodka.
All right, let's get an update from Sarah here. Do you guys remember we did a topic some time ago about older folks being scammed online? And at the time, Sarah gave us a call and totally shocked us. Hey, Sarah, good morning.
Morning, Kristen, my fellow Lexapro sister.
What up, girl?
Is that what they call people from Lexington?
Lexapros? Yeah, girl, make sure you take your meds today. Today is not the day to forget.
Yeah, I feel like I need to double up.
Yeah.
Is it too early to start drinking? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so just to refresh our memory, when we were doing that segment, you had called up and you said that your mom was being scammed on Facebook, right?
No, it was, it started out on a dating site, and it's been probably about 4 years now, and so she found two people that were in her area, and they connected, and all of a sudden they have to go out of the country because they're engineers, and they can't get back in the country because of all these situations. So, yeah, that's how it all started. Needing money because they're in the hospital, their engineering equipment was stolen, just all kinds of crazy scenarios. Now, they talked a good long time before they actually asked her for money. So they developed this relationship. So a lonely old woman, that's who they target. And that was who she was. So yeah, last time we talked was June or July. And she admitted to us that she lost $1.2 million.
That's like stomach dropping numbers.
And this was just some random person that she had fallen for, or was this somebody that was saying that they were a celebrity?
No, it was a random person. There were two different people she was talking to, but they were using pictures. And I want to give a shout out to Scam Haters United on Facebook,
okay,
because they have technology that I could not find online. And they pinpointed whose pictures that they were using. They were using an Italian artist in Italy. And I actually called that Italian artist. Cost me a lot. And I told him his picture's being used. And I asked him, could you please FaceTime my mom to prove that you're not actually the one talking to her? He wouldn't do it. He said, just show her these messages. And I said, that's not going to work. You don't really understand. And that was all on Instagram. And he ended up blocking me. I'm sure I sounded crazy. And then the other guy was an actor in England. And he's an actor. So he had a little snippet of recording telling everybody about himself. And the lady from Scam Haters United played that for her and asked, you know, on the times that he has called you, is this the voice that you're hearing? And she says, no, it's kind of muffled. I'm like, okay then. So that kind of turned her around for a little bit. And lately, or 2 weeks ago, we were supposed to have plans, and she kept changing the times, changing the days, last minute, and I just felt like something was up. And so I did some investigating, and she was texting my husband to fix little things in her house, and I found out that she sold her house over a month ago.
No.
To these people, and I don't want to give the company name because I'm working with somebody locally, high-profile attorney who thinks they might could help, but it's an outrageous name on the property taxes, and the real estate agent is married to the person on the name of the company. And I have a real estate agent friend who pulled up the listing for me, and it says on special remarks that the seller is related to the agent, which is not the case. And yeah, so it was sold well below market value, and it was an actual sell, and now they're reselling it, and the MLS number is fake. There are multiple typos in the listing description, and I've brought this to her attention, and she didn't know that I know, but on the same day that I found out that it was sold, and I was at work, and I thought I was going to be sick, but the bank called me. There's another Adult Protective Service case manager involved, the same one that was involved in 2022, and I was told that there were three more cases on her this year, but I wasn't contacted on those. But nothing happens when Adult Protective Services get involved, mostly because if she's willing to send the money, there's not much that they can do.
All right, so I'm a little confused. I'm a little confused.
So I'm at a loss. We should be planning Thanksgiving and Christmas plans, and she's not talking to me. I'm not a scammer, so she's not going to talk to me. I'm just...
Sarah, can you hear us?
I got pictures, though. We've got pictures of somebody going into the bank with her. So we actually have a...
So when you... Yeah, our phone dropped out on our side.
Okay, so we're going to have to get her... I was kind of lost in all of the details, but at the end of the day, her mom has given away millions of dollars and just sold her house to give this scammer the money from the house as well.
And if you think about it, too, aside from the financial strife... she's no longer talking to her daughter because she doesn't believe her daughter. She believes the scammers, and now they're not spending the holidays together. So the rift that these people are causing in the family, let alone stealing millions of dollars, and I can't believe Adult Protective Services. I just feel like more should be able to be done.
You hear stories like this all the time, but you don't think that they're real. Here's a woman that's probably out $2 million now that has been scammed by somebody saying that they're in love with her and they're going to be together, and there's nothing you can do because she's so focused on it that there's nothing you can say to her to think that it's not a scam.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. So I hope they're able to do something, because this is the kind of thing that ruins your financial future.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's the Burt Show.
You're on the Burt Show.
Revenge can be so sweet, even if it takes an entire year to get revenge.
I think I'm stepping into Psycho.
Finally.
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome.
You mean finally admitting it or finally actually stepping?
Maybe both.
Probably. I'm like knee deep in Psycho right now. I think what I have done for the last year of my life might be the pettiest thing I've ever done. And it was all to get revenge on my friends and my lady.
A year-long plan of petty?
1 year.
I don't even need to hear what it is. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I am accepting my new understanding to be Petty Pendergrass. That is me from now on out, okay? So this all happened last year over a Friendsgiving. And it caused me to make a massive change in my life because of the level of humility that I experienced. And I want to make this clear. This was not something I wanted to do at all. I was forced into this annual Friendsgiving that has now become a thing. My lady comes in my life, her and my best friend, they have a lot of similarities, and they both were like, why don't we have a Friendsgiving? I didn't want anything to do with this. Yep. Thanksgiving is plenty for me, and I've given my friends enough. I didn't want to do it. They forced me to do it. Fine.
Why hang out with people you like more often?
Mo's an introvert, man.
Yes.
You didn't need all this time.
When it's spontaneous, it happens, but we don't need to plan it. We don't need to plan a day every year to do this. But whatever.
Like Christmas.
That's enough. Thanksgiving and Christmas are plenty, right? What's next? A Friendsmas?
I love that idea, actually. I want a Friendsmas with Katie. I still want to try her mac and cheese that everyone talks about.
It's
so good. I now that I'm seeing it, because of like with like being in like the throes of holiday season, as an introvert, you must hate this time of year.
Oh, I do. It's the worst. It's absolute worst.
Because it's not just one Christmas party. Mm-hmm. Like, we have our Burt Show Christmas party. You have Christmas with family. You have stuff you do with friends. And then Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. So much cheer and joy. You hate that.
Wait, what did you think about the email we got from our business manager, Amy, saying that we're doing a Burt Show Thanksgiving dinner together? Oh, I forgot about that.
Have you even seen that?
I forgot to add that to the list. No, I saw it.
Yeah.
Yep. Another one. See my point here. Right now, my Friendsgiving, I'll admit, a lot of the anxiety came from the fact that I realized I was going to have to cook. And that's not my thing. Like, I can cook, but I try not to. I try to stay away from cooking as much as I possibly can because I just don't think I'm good at it.
Hear me out. Have you ever heard of takeout?
No, well, to a Friendsgiving, like, that's the thing. Everybody is bringing, like, home-cooked meals. I don't want to be the guy who shows up with takeout. I wanted to actually put the effort in like everyone else did.
Yeah, nothing says I love you like Uber Eats.
Honestly, that's my love language.
But maybe I should have, because that's where my beef starts. So they forced me to have this Friendsgiving. It's about maybe 6 or 7 of us there. And everybody puts their food on the counter, lines it up. So I'm sitting back watching everybody grab a plate, and I'm looking at my fish and my shrimp right in the middle. And
you
one by one.
You fish and shrimp to a Friendsgiving?
Yeah, that's what they wanted. Everybody made a menu, and you had to choose what you wanted. And people wanted fried fish, fried shrimp. I said, oh, I could do that.
All right.
And I thought I did it pretty well, if you ask me. Thought I did great. And I just watched them one by one. Just keep skipping my fish.
Oh, no.
Skipping my shrimp. Oh, no. I think somebody actually picked up a piece of fish and put it back. I'm pretty sure I saw that.
And somebody requested it. It was there on the list.
Yes. Okay. I made what was on the menu. Uh-huh. And then my lady went up, and I didn't watch her because I was afraid to. I didn't want to know what the results were going to be. But I did look at her plate when she came and sat next to me.
And?
The amount of fish that she had on her plate was given, let me eat this so he don't say nothing.
It's a little nibble.
He can't say, I didn't try
That's
it.
That's what it was given.
Okay, dude, what did your fish and shrimp look like?
It looked great. I thought it did. I will send y'all a picture. I thought it looked great.
I don't know. The people don't lie.
Now,
as a courtesy.
Right.
I mean, because somebody requested it, they should have eaten his fish and shrimp.
That's how I felt.
Uh-huh.
Get through it. Right? It's not going to kill you.
Right. At least try it.
Now, the funny thing is, my guy had like 3 or 4 people come over who weren't invited. But he let them in anyway because that's the kind of guy he is. So at first, I was upset about it because I'm like, wait a minute. Y'all already forced us to have this Friendsgiving. Everybody who's here should have to have brought something. At least one thing. They didn't bring anything. But they did eat my fish and my shrimp. Probably because it was all that was left by the time they got there. And they were just hungry. But I appreciated it. So what my friends and my lady do not know, because I have not told anybody this until this moment, I have been taking YouTube cooking classes for 1 year.
Is that right?
Wow.
To get my cooking up.
Wow. Shut up.
I'm so serious.
Is this before Thanksgiving or your Friendsgiving?
I've been doing it since.
Okay.
And we have Friendsgiving at the end of this week, and I'm about to go in there and chef it up. And I promise y'all, my best friend and my lady can't have any of it. Not a bite. Not a bite.
You
and I am excited.
Sincerely have been going online and taking cooking classes.
I'm so serious. I've been doing it for a year. I've been studying Spanish and I've been studying cooking for 1 year, all for this week and this moment. And I promise y'all, I'm so ready.
What are you making?
I'm making fish and shrimp again. And yeah. I'm also making shrimp pasta because they wanted the pasta. And I'm about to. It's going down.
Oh.
I got all of the seasonings. I'm chopping it up. I'm going to do the presentation. I'm doing everything. Like, they are not going to believe I actually made it, but it's going to be me.
So when everybody at the party is sampling yours and they're like, oh, my God, this is delicious, when your lady and your best friend go up, you're going to be like, no.
Slap the hand. Not at all. Not for you.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
People have been fairly silent about Diddy's freak off parties. We got to talk about one person's experience yesterday, but there might be one reason why we're not going to hear too many other testimonies outside of court as to what happened at those freak-off parties. So TMZ yesterday obtained the NDAs that Diddy had people sign when they would go to these freak-off parties where some freaky stuff would go down. And so people are like, oh, what's in this document? Like, what are they not going to be allowed to talk about? Well, apparently it's a pretty standard NDA. There's nothing crazy in there, like any specific language about what's going on at the freak-off parties. Basically just says you hereby irrevocably agreed that you shall not at any time disclose or directly to anyone of the following information, blah, 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 what's going on with the artists, artist parties, artist business activities, blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing, though. So he's like, okay, you can't write or talk about what's going on at these freak-off parties, but NDAs don't protect any illegal activity. They can't cover up a crime. So if something illegal is happening at these freak-off parties, this NDA is not going to protect Diddy. So anything that we hear probably inside of court, obviously, but outside of court leading up to it, we're not going to hear anything that's not just shady. We're going to hear actual crimes.
It's so hard to distinguish what's true and what's not with these stories that are coming out about Diddy every 5 minutes, it seems. But I also read that allegedly a part of what Diddy does is he, in his NDAs, he set it to where you can't say anything about anything you've experienced for up to 20 years after he's gone.
Yes, 70. So for the entire person's life plus 20 years after their death.
So here's what I think about this NDA. The NDA is BS. If somebody comes out and they says something, you think that Diddy is going to have time to sue them after the facts come out? It's too late at that point.
You can't get the toothpaste back in the tube.
Yeah, it's done.
I think Buddha said that first, but yes. he was right, and so are you.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Diddy has enough lawsuits to handle right now, so who knows? I hope more people come out, because obviously I want to hear what went down, but I think we can all kind of fill the blanks. It was shady. There's some really scary stuff going down. Mm-hmm. I'm just excited to see what's actually going to happen with the actual court case when it happens. All right, we talked about this last Entertainment Buzz, but Shaboozy's Bar Song is finally back at the top of the Billboard charts for the 16th week in a row. Instant mood booster. Just have that on repeat today.
I just wonder if he cut Jaquan for the original Tipsy a check or not. Because it's interesting to me that Jaquan has not come out and said something about it, which makes me believe he probably,
paid him
handsomely.
100%. Okay, but who else is on the list? In the number two spot, it's Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile. Classic, instant classic. Mm-hmm. Billie Eilish is in number three with Birds of a Feather. People are expecting her to go up against this song for Record of the Year at the Grammys. Number four's spot goes to Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso. The top five, we've got Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen. I had some help.
You know what I'm hearing here is that people want bops right now. I think it's such a stressful time right now that people want bops.
I feel like 2024 has been such a good year for music. There are years that I look back on where it just feels like every song that came out that year was an absolute smash. 2016 for me was one of those years where we had Closer from the Chainsmokers. We had Broccoli come out. Like all of those frat party bop mixes that I think about, like those feel good songs. 2016 was a good year. And I feel like 2024 honestly has topped it. But if you need a feel good movie today, along with some bops, because I know a lot of you are stressed at home, there's a top 20 list of some of the best movies to put you in a good mood, and I figured I'd share the top five with you in case you need to binge something other than Fox or CNN or ABC or whatever you're watching today. In the top five spot, Forrest Gump makes the list. Number four goes to Toy Story, which I would recommend maybe staying in around the first movie because three gets real sad.
Really quick, before we... Forrest Gump is hella sad.
Yeah. I don't know who made this list, but this is what the people are saying.
Okay.
Number three, Ratatouille. Who doesn't love a rat who likes to cook?
Okay.
Mo, maybe you can learn a thing or two
from the rat. I've learned a lot in New York over the years from rats.
Number two, the Shrek franchise. It's specified as the entire franchise. Huh. The second one's my favorite. And in the top spot, again, kind of a sad-ish movie, Finding Nemo. Yeah. As the top feel-good movie. What?
I'm not happy about this.
Listen, Linda, listen. If something dies, it's not a feel-good, okay?
Maybe we should come up with our own list.
I think so.
Yes, we do.
All right, Kim Kardashian is stirring up controversy after wearing jewelry from an A-lister who passed away. I'm going to tell you more about that on your next E-Buzz.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Based on the DMs I'm getting this morning, I said something inaccurate last hour. It turns out that we're not going to be okay after the election tonight. Many people don't agree with me. It turns out we're not going to be all right.
Your DMs got lit up a little bit?
A little bit. I said, hey, we're going to be okay after the election. It turns out not. Apparently we're not.
Okay. Yeah, we don't need that positivity.
I think what I'm trying to say is we're going to survive. And I understand the stress of it. And you know, I've seen this over the course of the last couple of days also. I saw this in DMs. You know what I really, really hate? And this was so true, and I forgot who said it, but it stuck with me, that we used to live in a time where you could disagree with somebody about who that they were going to vote with, or vote for, right? And then you would both go your ways and you'd still be friends. But nowadays, when you share any kind of political talk, not only do they not agree with you, all of a sudden they're your enemy. And that makes me super, super sad. I got a couple of DMs the other day. Kristen, I think, posted something about maybe who you were voting for.
Correct.
And people are stopping listening to the show.
There's no cordial discourse anymore.
There's not. You know what? I'll tell you what. If I eliminated every friend I had that I don't agree with politically, that's more than 50% of the friends that I have. And I think that's what I'm trying to say, is that the country is going to survive. We've gone through ups and downs, and this is a very important election for sure. We are going to survive. The country will survive. But apparently to you guys, we're not going to be okay. Yeah. I'm going to take that back.
Yeah. People have different definitions of okay. I think survive is probably the right word.
Yeah.
We will get through this. Mm-hmm. But okay is relative depending on which group you're talking to.
I should have totally rephrased it and said, you guys, I just want to let you know, nobody's going to be okay.
Our grass is brown everywhere.
Man. All right, Mo. So Drake, this was festering because we have all been betrayed by a friend or a coworker before, and he was not going to take this without saying something.
Yes. So I do agree with you that the country will survive, but some of Drake's friendships, maybe not so much. And there's been a lot of interest brewing around how Drake was going to handle some of these guys that he was allegedly friends with before this whole Kendrick beef happened, because a lot of these people who went to support Kendrick's concert and who was in Kendrick Lamar's video of where he's not saying the nicest things about Drake, it made you wonder, how is Drake going to take that? And two of the more famous people in that situation are LeBron James and DeMar DeRozan, because they both had what seemed to be very friendly relationships with Drake. So for a while, everybody was wondering, is there a beef there now? Like, how does Drake feel about this? So DeMar DeRozan, to give you a little bit of the history, used to play for the Toronto Raptors. Drake is obviously from Canada. He supports the Raptors. And so they had a friendship based off of him playing there.
Drake supports everybody.
That's true.
If he's in a city and has a jersey.
That's very true.
He's out of game.
He's a little bit like Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, exactly. He did it first. That's very true. So at some point, they became friends, and it was odd because DeMar DeRozan is from Compton. So he's a West Coast guy. He's a California guy. And so when the Kendrick and Drake beef happened, not only was DeMar on stage celebrating the moment with Kendrick, he also was in the Kendrick video. So we wondered, how is Drake going to feel about that? So LeBron left early and he did not go on stage, which makes people think maybe Drake gave him a little leeway. But for DeMar, apparently Drake has had it out for DeMar DeRozan since this incident happened.
Wow. I mean, that makes sense. If that's supposed to be your friend and you're tight, it's one thing to be there. It's another thing to go on stage. Mm-hmm. And then it's a whole other thing to go into the video.
I completely agree. So the question to me became, how do you handle it? Because I would feel a way too.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, they come face to face because DeMar DeRozan now plays for the Sacramento Kings, and the Kings are playing against the Raptors. This is his new team. So Drake goes to the game. And it's so Drake what this guy did, really, man.
Is. That's why I'm chuckling, man. It really is.
He goes to the game in this big army fatigue coat with the chains on and his guy with him, and they're just like standing in the front row courtside just staring at DeMar DeRozan the entire game, yelling things at him. And at some point, I guess they wanted to clarify what Drake was really doing at the game, so they actually brought him into the booth for commentary, and this is what he said.
101-92. Jack and I.
Holy smokes.
Speaking of national treasure.
Yes, if you ever put a DeRozan banner up, I'll go up there and pull it down myself. That's the answer to your question. Is that what you're going to ask?
No. I didn't mention that.
Well, you know DeRozan and Kyle.
Yeah, well, shout out to Kyle.
The statues are next.
Well.
Yeah.
They are. Drake, thank you for joining us in the fourth quarter.
I'm getting cut.
You're not.
Now, is he going to say it's business? He used to be on my team. Now he's not on my team anymore?
No, because so after that, once they cut him, because they weren't even going to ask Drake that question. So it was clear that he just wanted to get that off. No one was asking him about that. He went down to the court. He stood up like the majority of the game. And every time DeMar came by him, he was seen yelling profanities at him. So it seems like this is a real beef to the point where they had to ask DeMar about it after the game. And here's what he said.
If you ever put up the Rosen banner up, I'll go up there and put it down myself. What's your reaction to that?
Well, he's going to have a long way to climb to take it down. So I tell him good luck.
Thanks, everyone.
This is the PR people. Thanks, everyone.
The beef is officially brewing.
But wow. Him going on the broadcast and saying that, like standing there and yelling profanities the entire game, it's like, dude, like, come on. That's extra.
Sit down.
But DeMar took the first shot.
No, he did.
He actually took the first three shots.
I'm not mad at Drake for feeling the way. I just think he's handling it in a very Drake way. I wouldn't have handled it like that.
The Bird Show.